Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, man. Is this nice, Ron? We're at Shooter's Golf in Wexford. I just worked on my sand wedge. I hope I don't leave it here. Look at this place. People are already filing in. What time is it?
It's 10 o'clock.
That's when our show starts. Yeah.
Normally the time we start our show.
Yeah. I mean, we've been blessed with the presence of Dr. Kornfetter. Say hello, Corny.
Hello, everyone.
How's married life treating you?
Oh, married life is bliss. It's wonderful. If my
bliss,
wife or
he
any
says.
Of her friends are listening, I couldn't be happier.
Hasn't been married very long. That might change. I used to know a guy, and you would know him, but I'm not going to mention his name. I'd see him, and I'd go, he got married. How's married life? Oh, it's great. I love it. And then, like, 6 months later, how's married life? He goes, pretty good. Pretty good. And then 6 months after that, it's okay. It's okay.
That's like me watching Super Bowls 1-4 with the Bills. By the last one, I was in my little shady side efficiency apartment with the shades drawn, Ron. For the first one, it was a giant party. Kornfetter.
We are here at Shooters, though. What a great place. Get a great TVs to watch the game today if you're not out there hitting shots like Joe was.
Look at this place. There's our
nice
friend.
Nice bar.
Our
great
friend
bar.
Brock. Yes. Summer has been very kind to us. She's wonderful. The people are great here. You want to come out and play real golf all winter long, like on a day like today. I'm looking at a man teeing up in a heated bay right now. He's got a nice drink with him. He's warm, but he's shooting outdoors to real targets all over the place. You can try for a little hole-in-one on a chip shot. You can blast a drive however far you can blast it. Try it here at Shooter's Golf. They're also celebrating St. Patrick's Day.
What is this guy doing back here? Did you see him back there?
This is the indoor part with their simulator,
Ron.
Yeah, you can get instruction here. They have their own pro here. You look at this. This man is getting – look at that. That tells you how fast you're going, if your swing is straight.
Have you done this at all?
Yes, I have. Ball speed, where your club face is, your launch angle. Look at that stuff on the right, Ron.
It's pretty impressive.
It's increnculent, some have said.
It is increnculent.
I mean, I'm beside myself because I love this place. I'm really glad we're here today. And they got a lot of things going on, too, with college basketball. And why don't we begin with that
today, Ron? What a day, huh? What a day.
I mean,
The two first games were the two best games.
Yeah.
West Virginia, I thought that shot.
Did you watch the end of it?
I did. I got to see the last 4 minutes of it. They were down, and they fought back, and I thought they were going to pull it out at the end with that shot. Missed it, and then they lose. And then how about the end of the Virginia-Furman game? How about the kid making that pass?
Man.
He's got to live with that. That's a tough one to live with, man.
We just talked about that yesterday, that the greatest moments or the most memorable moments
are the foibles.
Some of them, yeah. I mean, Weber lives with that the rest of his life, and he was a great, great basketball player. Freddie Brown with the pass from Georgetown to North Carolina, and now, sadly, this kid who made a great play, by the way,
when Virginia won it. He's a senior, too, right?
Yeah, he made a great play against Purdue when they won, a great pass, as a matter of fact, when they won the championship.
But how about the horrible decision to throw at halfway?
Yeah.
The interception, the quick pass, and the three. Boom, boom, boom. You go from losing to winning just like that.
I was watching that on my phone sitting down by the waterfront right where I think there's a Bravo down there. I was going to my kid's softball game in Munn Hall. I had some time to kill, so I'm watching on my phone, and Kihei Clark is the kid who made the pass. It was a combination of this is an awesome moment, and oh my God, I feel horrible for this kid.
He just panicked.
He had a timeout.
And I didn't know that.
Yeah, he had a timeout.
Oh, my.
And he was leaning toward the baseline.
Trapped in the corner.
I get his thinking. I've thought about these things.
I heard Barkley say He should have just thrown it as high in the air.
I think he tried to.
As he could
have. He tried to, I think.
Because the clock would have really, you know.
It would have gone down, but there was too much time. I used to think about that when I was coaching, fifth and sixth grade even. Like, I would test them the first day of practice to see who could literally do a baseball throw down the court. And if we ever needed to, I didn't trust anybody's ball handling hardly. So if we ever needed to run out clock, can one of you just chuck it in the air down the court and make the other team come all the way down? There's no way at that age that they're going to get up a long shot. So he was leaning out of bounds, and I think that's what he tried to do. But even if he had flung it way high, it was such a dangerous play, and there was still so much time left. Virginia still had a horrible shot to try to win it.
Is that the true definition of March Madness?
Yes.
And the West Virginia game was sensational, too.
Yeah, it was.
And then, obviously, Princeton beating Arizona.
Well, that was the upset of the day.
That was huge.
Even more than Virginia.
But still, I think the first two games were the best games of the day.
How about Princeton? Princeton, Arizona, and Princeton running that offense. And Ron, I went 13-3 on my picks. 13-3, but I lost a Final Four team. I rather would have gone 6-7 and kept all my Final Four teams, right?
Did you lose one?
No.
I
lost Arizona.
Creighton hasn't played yet, neither has Memphis.
You shouldn't feel bad about Memphis. They just beat Houston.
UCLA and Houston are still alive. Great day. Such a fun time of the tournament. And how about Penn State kicking ass last night?
After Barkley predicted the opposite would happen. You don't think anyone went after him on Twitter,
do you? Apologize. Hey, I was wrong. Hey, we're paid to make an opinion, and sometimes it isn't right. And Penn State, now they get Texas. That's going to be a tough assignment.
I wish I'd picked Penn State to win because Penn State.
They're playing well right now.
Jalen Pickett's one of the best players left in this tournament. I'm convinced of that. That kid, he runs their offense from, like, high post, low post, middle of the lane, wherever he wants to go. It's just a very sort of offbeat, unique way to run things, but he does it. 19 points, 8 assists, 7 rebounds. Fulzy, how's your Craigers
wow.
was my producer for 8
at least
years.
He didn't call you
throwback.
Nadine.
Yeah, at least not Nadine. Yeah. Fulzy, how's your bracket holding up? Did you pick all the games?
Yeah, well, no, I didn't get them all right. I actually had Missouri upsetting Arizona in the next round, so that actually benefited me that Arizona lost so early, considering how everybody else had them deep into the bracket. So I was okay
Go
with
ahead
that
and rub
result.
It in.
Yeah.
Hold on a second here. I picked Furman to beat Virginia, Ron, because
How about
of that,
that
upset tracker we were looking at yesterday.
Right.
I couldn't name a player on either team before the game, but I picked Furman, and now I'm a genius.
You look pretty smart. Hey, can I give a quick shout-out to my alma mater?
Yes.
Northwestern beat Boise State. The second win in school history in the tournament. This is only the second time they've ever been there, and they made it, and they got a win against Boise. Now they got UCLA. That's going to be hard. But, hey, they got a win.
They're good.
They made the tournament, and they got a win. Good for them. Has anybody heard from Crowley today?
No. In fact, he wasn't even on the morning show.
Did you see Crowley this morning?
Did something happen to him?
He wasn't working the morning show. I think he's on tonight.
He was despondent yesterday, and I know he's going to blame me because I left the casino. West Virginia was up like 8, and I go to him. Crowley, it's in the bag. This is over. They got to win. Don't you say that to me.
Oh, he is going to blame you.
Don't you say that to me.
He has a show tonight. You know who his first caller is going to be? Morgan from Morgantown wanting to talk West Virginia. You like that, Corn Fetter?
Did you hear Huggins was asked about his future? Did you hear what he said?
What'd he say?
You know, he said, I've been focused the last month and a half on getting these guys here. One of his players had never been to a game, played in one. He said, I wanted that so bad. And then he goes, he said something to the writer. He goes, you probably have a lot of people who – think you're a great writer and other people who say, damn, I'm not going to read his stuff. And he said, I got a lot of people that probably want me to keep going for a long time. And he says, I got a lot of other people who probably wish I'd get the heck out and that let some young guy come in and screw it up. That's what he said, screw it up.
I love that.
So I don't know. He didn't answer one way or the other. I'm thinking he will be back now.
And I get the impression, Ron, and somebody like Crowley could probably speak better to this knowing the fan base. I think his situation is different from probably almost every other in
college basketball.
He could
be governor down there, Joe.
Yeah.
He is like a god in
West Virginia.
It's
hard for me to believe that there's a lot of people saying get rid of Huggins in West Virginia.
This isn't a Boeheim situation, I don't think.
I hope he comes back because he makes the game better. He makes it a lot of fun.
That was a tough one. They get a couple calls go against them at the end.
Yeah, I saw Crowley did tweet out, they got hosed.
I didn't like that at all. They really did. I forget the play even now, but it was crap.
Well, the one that they looked a replay on did the ball touch his guy?
Oh, that one.
It took like 15 minutes to do it. Now they got it right back and they turned it over.
Precious seconds
they could have used at the end of the game. You're right.
Folsey, I rudely interrupted you about a minute and a half ago. You were in the middle of making a comment. Please proceed.
I don't remember quite what it was. I think I know what it was. Penn State, man, first of all, they were so fun to watch last night. I think that was the most fun I had watching a game yesterday.
How about that kid? How about Pickett?
Pickett and Funk draining threes. What was he, 7 of 8 from three at one point?
He hasn't been in a shooting funk, has he?
No, he has not.
27 points,
hey, you like that horse?
Of course.
They're fun to watch. I'm telling you, they're going to be trouble for Texas when you have a great player, and then you have a shooter, and the other kid in the Big Ten tournament was knocking down threes too. They're going to be trouble for Texas, but I rudely interrupted you again.
Is this coach, he's got to be like the hottest flavor of the month right now,
right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, and he knows.
People were all over him.
Yeah.
What's his name, Shrewsbury?
Yeah, I like him. Go ahead, Folsey.
My only point to that was it makes me very, very nervous because I have Texas winning it all, and now I'm not sure if they're going to escape that game against Penn State based on how they looked last night.
You should be nervous, I'll tell you that. Doesn't mean you'll be wrong, but you should be nervous. Both of you guess on this. Shoot, Cornfetter, if you want to jump in, you can have a guess too. ESPN's brackets started off yesterday with 20 million people filling them out. If any of you, any of the three of you, can come within 500 today, I'll give you a Diet Coke right here at Shooters.
Come within 500 or what?
Guessing how many are left out of 20 million brackets filled out. How many are still intact at ESPN out of 20 million? Ron, you go first.
0.12.
I mean, an actual number, like
out of 20 million. I'm thinking like 0.12%.
If you want to go, well, yeah, let's go actual number. Let's go actual number.
122.
Cornfetter?
121,999.
Wow.
I undercut him by one.
Folsey?
212.
Folsey wins. 658 brackets are left intact out of 20 million.
So all people pick Furman, all people picked Princeton that are left.
Here's the number, Ron. Of all those 20 million brackets, 2.6% of them picked both Furman and Princeton. 2.6%.
Well, they'd have to pick them, all of them. It'd be 100% of them picked it.
Well, you got to get all the rest of the games
right
too.
I understand that, but if you're one of the survivors, you pick both games.
I'm just saying, of 20 million brackets, 2.6% of them pick both Furman and Princeton.
Right. But they also had to pick. Never mind. We're thinking different ways here. If you have a perfect bracket that you said 600 people, then all 600 had to pick both
of those. Yeah, I'm talking of the 20 million that were filled out in the first place.
Oh, I gotcha. Whether, and then they might have missed something else.
Could have. Yeah.
Okay.
Only 2.6%. How about that, Folsey, huh? You didn't have – I don't think we focused enough on the fact that I picked Furman, Ron.
That is a big one. That's a good one.
That's huge.
I mean, that is a miracle.
But you lost a Final Four team.
Yeah, I did.
Arizona.
Of course he brings that up. How do you guys feel – how do you guys feel, though, for a guy – like Chris Webber, as I mentioned, was a great player at Michigan and a great player in the NBA. Should have been to the finals if it weren't for – literal referee cheating and meddling in a series Sacramento against the Lakers that has been since acknowledged. But all people ever think about is the timeout. I just can't get over that. And Kihei Clark, here's a kid who helped them win a national title, and he's going to have to live with that. Part of it just makes me sick. The kid who hit the shot, J.P. Pegues.
J.P. Roofing.
He'll be.
Does he have a mustache?
I don't know if he does. He'll be on what's it called? One shining moment. He'll be on that now.
Oh,
he's added to that
for sure.
He's added to that as one of the five, certainly one of the most 10 most memorable shots in the history of the tournament.
It just happened so quick.
Yeah.
So quick. Yeah, I mean, the poor kid that threw the pass, I mean, that's, that, you know. Did you see now West, just Virginia has gone out in the first round, four of the last five.
They haven't won a game since their national title.
And they won the national title.
Yeah.
And I think Pat Forty, who I have great respect for as a college basketball writer, called the national title team a fluke. I don't know how you win a title being a fluke. That's rough.
Because you could say yesterday was a fluke.
But they've got lost first game in four of the last 5 years, and then the other year they won the title.
Yep. And that was their last
win. And I love
win.
Tony Bennett. I think he's a great coach.
Well, yeah. You can do worse than getting there every single year, and they have great seasons. But, yeah, that's tough, man.
Tough loss for the ACC.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about how bad they were. That's their best team. At least, you know, seeding-wise, Duke, I think, is playing the best. Now, did Duke get somebody hurt?
I thought I saw
a story said injuries worry Duke.
The Mountain West came through with two wins, Folsy. I know you're rooting hard for them, aren't you?
Yeah, I was rooting hard against them, actually, in the College of Charleston. I was really hoping for that. That was the one upset that I picked, and they came up just short.
San Diego State advanced.
But
Boise
Utah State
lost.
Got blown out.
Utah State got blown out, but there was one other that advanced that I can't think of and, frankly, don't care. I watched Houston last night. They were very good. I like Houston. Yeah, they weren't that good, but they survived.
Did they get somebody hurt, too?
Yes, they did.
I thought so.
Kid pulled a hamstring. Looked like it. Alabama scored 98. The Miller kid didn't even score, and he's hurt. He's hurt. He didn't play that much.
Not a point.
So here we are. Day two, and the top item on the menu is your Pitt Panthers.
You don't want to be sitting here, do you?
What do you mean?
You really don't.
I want to be playing.
You want to be out there hitting them. I know. I can see you.
Can you
believe? Guys walk by with their clubs, and I see that look of envy in your eye.
10 o'clock on a Friday morning, and people are rolling into Shooters. We couldn't be happier to be sitting here all decked out for St. Patrick's Day. Summer, our friend Summer gave me some nice green beads to wear, Ron, a Guinness necklace.
Look at that? You're fully Irish.
Man, so Pitt, Iowa State today. What's going
to
happen?
Forward to that.
What's going to happen in this game?
3-10 tip, right? 3-10. Yeah.
Part of me feels like it's a lot to ask when you're as shorthanded as they are. I mean, they basically played six guys the other night.
Yeah, but we don't know if Fede Federico is going to play, right?
We don't.
He might.
But
that might be able to give him a few minutes anyway.
Yeah, I mean, that would still only make seven, basically, that they went. Guillermo played 37 minutes. Nobody expected him to play at all this year.
Yeah, but I bet he lost 20 of his 110 pounds.
If he lost weight the other night, he'll be invisible taking the court tonight.
I read somebody described him as thin as a fishing wire. Who would have described him as that? Thin as a fishing wire.
No, as thin as a kite string.
As a kite string. That was your Starkey.
He could hide behind a kite string.
That was your Starkeyism.
He played well, though, I thought. I mean, obviously, you're going to struggle against one of the better players from that
conference.
What
a gutsy block at the end
of
the game.
And he had 5-6 rebounds. He had another block in the game. It feels like a lot to ask, but as we've mentioned here, they're different from other Pitt teams in that they can, on any given night, shoot it.
If they're hot,
they can
Joe,
shoot
they can
the
win.
Lights out.
I picked them to win. I picked them to win this game and Xavier on Sunday.
Wow.
And then I have them losing in the next round. But to see that, I could see them winning today. I really could.
Like the other side of going against a team that pounds the boards and is really good defensively and wants to slow it down and muck it up, that can be a major challenge, right? But the other side of that coin is they probably want to play a close, low-scoring game. Everybody wants to blow somebody out, but you know what I mean.
Right.
That's their kind of game, but in that kind of game, it's going to come down to possessions late and who can create shots, who can hit a 28-foot three-pointer like Hinson did the other day.
Would you take Burton to make a big shot at the end of the game?
I think Pitt has four guys, five maybe. Sabandi could hit a shot. Elliott could hit a shot. It's different from older Pitt teams in that way. Not saying better, but different. And maybe better for late-game tournament situations. When a kid like Burton can just make his own shot.
He's got nerve. He really does. So, he's not afraid to take it. You know what? I'd love to know the true story, what happened to Henson. He was at Iowa State for 2 years, never played. He was hurt.
Didn't want to talk about it yesterday.
There's something there. There's a story.
I kind of like that storyline.
There's a story there, and he wouldn't talk about it. He was there 2 years, and he never played in a game.
I'm very intrigued by that storyline.
Think he'd love to hit a big shot against
them? Man, I bet. He said, someone said, you stay in touch with any of those kids? He said,
no.
I'm picking Pitt as well. Corn Fetter, you all over Pitt today? Who do you got?
Oh, I'm all over Pitt today. I think we're going to just lights out shoot.
It's a wee from Corn Fetter, Ron. We're going to shoot lights out. You like that? Folsy, is Pitt a wee for you?
Not quite a wee, no. I didn't go to Pitt, so I can't say wee.
Where did you go? Oh, Waynesburg. I forgot. Do you know when I went to Waynesburg, Ron, and went to teach there?
You still do, don't you?
No. Oh, I haven't taught there in a couple semesters.
Oh, I thought so.
I may go back.
They fired you. They got rid of you. They got rid of you. Figured no one wants to pay to have him teach my kid.
It was the old mutual decision. No, I may go back. But the bottom line here, the moral to this story is, first time I walk up the stairs to meet Professor Richard Krause.
You saw Folsy?
They have a giant mural in the media building hallway.
Right.
Of people on the set for a Waynesburg newscast, and who is there but our little Matt Leinart, John Mayer lookalike,
our young Folsy.
Yes, with his hands folded, I might add, in perfect newscaster form. One of the handsomest men you'll ever see, Ron. Folsy, you know the photo I speak of, yes?
Yes, I do. I'm surprised they still have that up there. I thought they would have gotten rid of that the minute I graduated.
You're one of their proudest stories.
You are. You are one of their proud pupils.
Did I send you a photo of that, by the way? I think I might have.
Did Lanny Fratteri teach you, Maddie?
Yes, he did.
How about that? Yep. The voice of the Buckos.
Are you proud of that, Folsy, that you have that photo up? It's not a photo. It's a mural. It's a giant framed. It's the centerpiece of the Waynesburg Media Building.
I'm not sure. I can't quite remember how that all came about, but I didn't think that it was going to be, like, plastered on the walls, basically. Like, I thought it was just, like, for social media or something, like some kind of promotional content. And then all of a sudden, it just shows up on a wall. And I'm like, oh, okay.
I couldn't believe it. And I would imagine there's some bitterness within you because for a while, because of that and many other reasons, you were the most famous Waynesburg alum at The Fan. And then along came Donnie Football. Are there some feelings of resentment there?
Yeah, he's clearly overshot me. His fame is more than tripled mine. So,
Ron, would you agree with that? That Folsy's been overshadowed by Donnie Football?
We got to do a better job promoting our boy.
I think we do. We might have to hang up a photo of you at The Fan, Folsy.
Yeah, can I get on a wall here, you think?
Yeah, maybe we'll bring the same one. All right, Ron.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, nothing. Just having the time of our lives. Summer is right in front of us. Kornfetter's to my right. Dr. Kornfetter, you remember him from his marriage last year. One of the biggest celebrity marriages in all of Pittsburgh. Pomp, called the Lamont, up on Mount Washington, made sure that Dr. Kornfetter and his lovely bride were taken care of. Legendary columnist Ron Cook to my left, and Folsey back in the studio. What a place. The bays are already starting to get filled here with people playing golf. You can play real golf all winter long at Shooters. Tons of cool contests tied into basketball, college basketball this month. Paulie Nussbaum, I might add. Poor Paulie, we're going to call him this week, Ron. He's an Arizona alum.
Oh, man.
You think I feel bad? They're in my Final Four. How bad does he feel?
Probably like Crowley does about the Mountaineers.
Yes, there's a lot of people crying in their soup today. Meantime, I tease to Devin Bush, one-year deal with the Seattle Seahawks.
We haven't seen money yet, have we?
No. My guess, $2 or $3 million. How do we look back on the Devin Bush debacle?
Terrible.
How do we look back on it?
Terrible. Again, you factor in the injury. I'm not going to ignore that because I thought he was a pretty good player before he got hurt, and then has just been awful ever since. And, you know, you trade up to get him at number 10. It turned out to be one of the, not the worst draft choice, but one of them in Steelers history.
No doubt about that, for the fact that they moved up and gave up assets. Man, he looked.
What would have been if he hadn't torn up his knee?
I honestly don't know. I don't know if he would have become worthy of a top 10 pick. But I did like his. Did like his rookie year.
Right.
Remember that spectacular interception he made? I think it was against the Ravens. It actually probably should have been ruled an incomplete pass, but he dove, I think, with Andrews and made a great play. I remember his game against the Chargers when they played in the soccer stadium. It was a night game. It was Duck's first start. He was great in that game, man. He was a maniac. He was all over the ball. After his rookie year, Ron, I thought if you would have asked me then, was this a good pick?
Absolutely.
I would have said yes.
Yeah, me too.
Folsey, you on board with that?
Absolutely. I think even if you shorten up his rookie season, his first 10 games in the NFL, I think, were his best, which is how many players can you say that about in history, that their first 10 games in the league are their best and then they completely fall off a cliff? So it was before the injury, really.
He had 109 combined tackles his rookie year, 4 defended passes, 4 fumble recoveries, 2 interceptions. I mean, come on. He finished 3rd in Defensive Rookie of the Year voting. I think, and I'll put myself in that category, I think it's unfair that nobody mentions that more often. He was 3rd in Defensive Rookie of the Year voting.
Right. No one at that point was saying he was going to be a bust.
Exactly.
No one. No one.
I think that's fair to point out.
And then he gets hurt and then middle of the season the next year, and it's never the same.
He did get off to not a great start the next season before the injury. Oh, my God, there's David DeCastro, Ron.
Oh, my God.
This is an absolute miracle. He lost 800 pounds since I last seen him. David, how are you?
Hello, Dave. How are you, man?
Give this man a headset. We can at least say hello.
No,
sure. We're just going to say hello. That's it. We're going to say hello. People want to hear your voice. How are you, David?
I'm good, thanks. Who am I talking to? Is this broadcast? Is this live?
Ron Cook. Yeah, this is the fan.
I'm back.
Are you a golfer?
I'm trying to get into it. You kind of have to. It's like the new thing to do.
Where's Big Al?
Al's down in Florida.
He could. Well, you should be down there playing
with
him.
It's too cold for him.
Huh?
Yeah, he's down there fishing, I think.
And snorkeling.
Yeah, doing it all.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah.
Good for you. Did you see?
This is hilarious.
What's the lineman's name? Holcomb? Holcomb, they signed. They just signed
Herbig. He loves David DeCastro.
He said
he's a Stanford
watched
guy.
Your tape.
He said you're a legend.
And you've inspired him.
Yes.
Wow. You've inspired him.
I feel old.
You look great.
Yeah, thanks.
What are you doing? What are you doing now? I mean, just enjoying retirement.
Yeah, enjoying it. Kind of figuring out life, seeing where I go. I had a fourth kid, so that's keeping me pretty busy.
You got your own basketball team almost.
Yeah, pretty much. Good squad.
Now, whenever I see guys after their careers, they look like their bodies are half of what they used to.
Yep.
Is that simply from not eating as much? What's happening here?
Yeah, eating, hiking, moving, staying busy. You kind of have to keep going. I'm not one to sit still. So, you know, I started hiking a lot when I got done. I got into disc golf real big. You ever heard of that?
Yeah, they have one at Schenley Park, disc golf.
What is disc golf?
It's golf with a frisbee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I was hiking, right? And everyone looks at me sideways like disc golf, you know, and I'm like, I was hiking all the time. I get bored of hiking because you're just in your head. You're just laying. And I saw these guys playing disc golf at Knob Hill because I take my kids to the park.
Yeah.
And I was like, that looks like fun. So I tried it out. And
there's a little basket.
Addicted.
There's a little basket.
It's just like golf. It's the same feeling as hitting a good golf shot.
You throw the frisbee.
And
you pick up your
next shot. They have different
shot.
Types of frisbees. They got drivers, putters. It's insane. I had no idea how deep it went. And now I'm deep. I'm in the hole.
Can we play golf sometime?
I'm trying to work on my swing. Golf's a whole different animal.
He didn't say yes, did
hey,
he?
Hey, nobody wants
nobody
to play
ever
with
says
you.
Yes.
Are you any good?
He stinks. He absolutely stinks.
I hated golf my whole life.
Really?
I didn't watch it on TV.
Yeah, me too.
I said it was like watching grass grow. Mm-hmm. I hated it. And then a year and a half ago, a guy took me out to Montour Heights, a buddy of mine, and I made one good shot in 18 holes, and that's all I could think about.
That's all it takes. Yeah,
and then I
shot.
Was fitted for clubs, yep. And now I go before
paid
work at
fortune.
6:30 in the morning. I go and play.
You're
at
addicted.
Moon. Yeah.
And that's all it takes is one good shot. You forget about all the bad ones, right?
Yeah. And that's why the 18th hole, I think, is rigged at a lot of places because they want you leaving happy. I'm serious about that.
It's a good conspiracy theory. I like that.
Are you any good? Have you broken 100?
No, I'm just getting started. I got some clubs in the fall, and I'm working on it.
Well, I suck, too.
Perfect.
You guys would
be like
good together.
It's not a good match, huh?
Play.
Get a cart.
Yeah. Whoever breaks 100 first wins.
I'll be around.
You miss football at all?
You know, I haven't watched much at all.
No? Nope.
Not at all. No.
You guys lived it.
It's weird. It's a weird transition. It's your whole life, and all of a sudden it's done, and you're like, man, like now what? You got to figure it out, you know? But, no, I think once you've done it for so long and it's your life and your livelihood and you're so into it and then all of a sudden you're out, you're just kind of like, what's next?
The offensive line hasn't been the same since you left.
We had a
hasn't been the same since you left.
I don't know. We had a special crew.
We have to keep it very light with him. He's been very reluctant to do interviews, and I understand why.
I was trying to figure it out. I got ambushed. I wasn't ready for this.
We don't bite. We're not asking.
You guys have always been great. I was just in the zone. What's next? You know, what do you figure out? What do? You can't do nothing. You know what I mean? So you're like, and everyone asks, like, what are you going to do afterwards while you're playing? You're like, I don't know. I'm living the dream right now. Like, I'll figure it out when I'm done. So, you know, I'm playing disc golf and working on my golf swing
kids.
And raising four kids.
You drive your wife crazy?
Yeah, I'm nuts. She's like, you'll get a job. You'll do something. I'm like, yeah. It's like, all right, we'll get a round of disc golfing and calm down, you know?
Al did send me a video, now that I think of you in Florida, and it looked like you were swimming in amongst dangerous sea animals.
Oh, it's fun. I love snorkeling. Spearfishing's fun. We got into that down there. That's
really,
really fun. Fishing's great, but spearfishing's a lot of fun.
Aren't you afraid of alligators and things like that?
In the ocean?
Oh.
Have you been?
Are there ocean alligators?
No. They're sharks, though. They're sharks. I saw alligators.
Okay,
you got to ask Al about getting scared by a shark. He got to get a little scared of a shark.
He did?
Yeah, he was a little scared.
Al was living his best life, isn't
he's
he?
He's living a great life.
Huh?
Yeah.
He loves it down
there.
He's
got a good spot down there. I visited him a bunch. And seen Pouncey down there, too. Yeah. Florida's pretty nice.
Unbelievable.
Great to see you, David.
Yeah. Good to see you guys, too. Good catching up.
It is.
We will play golf.
Yeah,
at least I'm
going
to ask you, and then if I don't hear from you, I'll just assume you don't want to play, and that's okay. It
really nobody is. Wants to play with them. They really
Pompey
don't.
Annie won't play.
What's the deal, huh?
I don't know.
All right, well,
I mean, I stink. I did break 90 once.
I'm not even keeping score yet, so.
Yeah, well, I was like that for
that's
a while.
That's the best thing, way to do it.
And I can go up to 120 as well. Great
sounds
to see
like a plan.
You, man.
Yeah, you guys as well.
Good luck to you, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Always enjoyable.
This is Dr. Kornfetter, freshly married. Express your condolences.
Go hit him good.
Thank you, David.
Man, it's good to see him, isn't it?
Yes.
I can't believe he walked in here.
Neither can I.
Do you remember when he came from Stanford?
Yeah.
He didn't want to put a sentence together.
I know.
He was one of the worst interviews.
Yeah.
And then after a year or two, he became a go-to guy. I would go to him.
The best.
He and Ramon and Pouncey. All,
and Al.
And Al. All, Al was a little reluctant for me in the beginning.
He never wanted to talk football,
right.
Hence the show, anything but football.
But that's what I want to talk to him after I go to him in a game.
Yes, right.
But Ramon and DeCastro and Pouncey were go-to guys.
Yeah.
They were the best.
The best.
They were the absolute best. And you know, it's great to see him. He looks wonderful, doesn't he?
He does. Wow. You think he will play golf, Ron? Now, here's how it's gone.
Well,
with
probably
David.
Not with you, but I think
I've texted
blame.
Him, and he said, I think I'm just done with football, talking with football,
right.
about football, everything else. So maybe golf is a way back in, I'm thinking. What a nice
yeah,
man.
I mean, he had a hell
and
of
what a great player.
He had a hell of a career here. And you talk about being important and part of a Super Bowl, you know, a couple of them. He was terrific.
Was he parts of Super Bowls?
Was he?
I don't think he was.
He didn't play in. When did he come in here? Maybe not. Maybe not. Why am I thinking that?
He got hurt in
they
Buffalo,
went
remember?
10. Yeah, they haven't been in 8 and 10. They haven't been there since 10.
Yeah, he got hurt in Buffalo his rookie
When did
year?
He come in? 12?
2012.
He was there for. Yeah, I apologize. Yeah. I was thinking just that he was a part of it.
I wish he was. He should have been. He could have been.
He was, you know, that's right. They went in 08 and 10.
Well, it's good to see him. It really is. Looks like he could still play. A lot of guys his age are still playing, but he had the chronic knee injury. How old is he, Kornfetter? You seem to have a bunch of DeCastro facts in front of you. This guy's unbelievable. He's almost as good as Charlie.
He's 33.
Folesy jumped almost. In. Did you hear that? He's not going to get outdone again, Ron.
You were out.
Folesy jumped in before Kornfetter.
Matty was ashamed yesterday
yeah,
by
he was.
Charlie.
Yeah. No, Folesy, thank you for that.
I just
that
had
fact.
His pro football reference up because I wanted to see what his weight was originally because you guys were saying that he's like half his weight. I was going to ask you what you think he weighs because he was 316.
Oh, he's, I would say about, I don't know.
220 maybe?
He's lost about 75 to 100 pounds.
Wow. I think Al looks even worse. I'm not worse, more different. Different.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Al lost a ton. Al was the second biggest human being I've ever seen in person. After Shaq.
After Shaq.
Shaq was, I walked by him in a hallway in a hotel. Second biggest human I've ever seen.
For me, it was Al, and then a close tie were Max
Starks. Max is still huge.
And Mount McCullers.
Yep.
You ever talk to that guy, Ron?
I don't think so.
He was bigger than the national deficit.
Max is still huge. You know that? Max looks like he could.
Well, yeah, he didn't
like
shrink.
He looks the same. Good offensive linemen, do you find? I've always found them to be the best guys to talk to.
Yeah.
They're the smartest, I think, without a doubt. And they're good. They're good to talk to.
I agree with you.
DeCastro's a Stanford guy.
So is Nate Herbig. Is he a Stanford guy, Ron? That's why he was talking about DeCastro,
maybe
right?
Maybe he was.
Folesy, you have that in front of you?
We got to find. I heard a little bit of his tape yesterday. Sounds like he's just a hoot.
He is a Stanford man.
We'll hear a
man.
Little bit out. Yeah, he's a Stanford man. I thought that was it. I mentioned the Steelers inside linebacker situation in the wake of this Devin Bush thing, which, by the way, just to put a wrap on that, Bill Barnwell about a year ago says the Steelers traded second and third round picks to move up for Devin Bush in 2019. The draft capital used, listen to this, Ron. You want to pay close attention to this. The draft capital used on Bush, according to the charts everybody uses, amounted to more than the second overall pick. Essentially, according to these charts, they gave up the equivalent of the second overall pick, according to Bill Barnwell.
Well,
is that incrinculant or what?
No, that's the opposite of incrinculant. It turned out to be one of the worst draft choices they've ever made.
Yeah.
Again.
And now they're still chasing. They're still chasing that position.
They've blown it on guys like Artie Burns and Jarvis Jones. There's been a bunch. At least he had an injury, you know?
Yeah, I mean, and at least he finished third in the year in rookie defensive player of the year voting. And that's something, right?
Yeah. I just think at least there's a mitigating factor for him. But the bottom line, still one of the worst draft choices they've ever had.
There's no question about that. And now he's in Seattle, and I wish him luck. I hope he turns it around. I hope things turn around for Devin Bush. And that
change of scenery can't hurt, right?
Yep. We'll see how it goes. 1 year, they expect him to start. I saw that.
They expect him to start.
Yeah, they were in it. They're in a bad way. So I don't expect it to go great, but I hope it does for his sake. What about here? What's going to happen? Something seems very, very curious with this situation with the Steelers. We'll talk about it next.
This is an interesting little move here. Mike Tomlin is siphoning a coach from Harbaugh in the Ravens. Assistant defensive line coach Jason Brooks is coming over to the Steelers from the Ravens.
I haven't heard of him until this very moment.
Me
but
either.
That is an interesting little move, Ron.
Assistant defensive line coach.
Siphon somebody from the Ravens.
I think the Steelers have fewer coaches than just about any other team.
Yeah.
Every other team has 50 coaches. They have more coaches than players. And the Steelers have not had that over the years.
That's one thing I won't knock them for, except when they didn't have a quarterbacks coach
for
a while.
They needed that.
That seemed curious. But right. These teams, come on. These guys have assistant tight end.
Oh, I know.
Does the tight end need his own coach, Ron? Do they need their own coaches, the tight ends?
That's
really?
A big part of the game, though, Joe.
Yeah, can't they go in the receiver meetings and the line meetings, Ron?
I guess.
They catch the ball and they block.
I guess.
And then there's an assistant tight end coach, Fulzy. And now an assistant defensive line coach and a quality control coach. And it just gets to be ridiculous.
There's a lot of them.
Honestly.
What does the quality control coach do? Does anybody
make
know?
Sure that everything's
I think they put the
control
film
and have a high
they put
quality.
All the film together and stuff like that.
Yeah, they don't do anything, Ron. Do they?
No. They don't.
No, they do. I'm sorry. That's a good they've had some good people come through as quality control coaches. I don't know what they do though, honestly.
Sirianni was a quality control coach somewhere.
Was he? Here's my thing with the Steelers' inside linebackers. Ron alluded to this yesterday, and I started to think about it. Elandon Roberts, we all know, is a downhill guy, as they say. He's in there to stop the run. So is Cole Holcomb. I read you Cole Holcomb's stats yesterday about his pass coverage over the years, right? Did I not read that to everybody?
Not good.
Yeah, I have it in front of me here, except I just lost it. Not good at all. I mean, the guy has been smoked, and he's supposed to be the pass coverage guy among these two.
You know what's scary about this, Joe, is you know they brought in, what, thumpers, for lack of a better word?
Yeah.
Is it not a passing league?
Well, that's what I was just going to get to.
You got to stop the run. I get that. But don't you have to cover the pass?
That's what you said yesterday, and that's the point I'm building on here, Ron. Holcomb has allowed 135 catches on 180 targets for 1,200 yards, 8 touchdowns, and a passer rating of 100.
That's not
very good.
And
they're talking about him being the every-down guy and Roberts being the first and second-down guy.
That is not a very good percentage, is it?
Now, no. Mike DeFabo had a couple good pieces in The Athletic breaking all this down. But when people say, and a lot of people are saying it, that Roberts and Holcomb can, you know, first or second down guys. What does that even mean? Because here's some numbers for you. The Bengals throw 60%, and you can find these numbers. They throw 60% of the time on first down. Cleveland threw 52% of the time on first down, and that number's going to shoot up now with Watson in there full time. On second down, I can't believe you can look this up, but you can. On second downs, this was on Sharp Analysis Football, since he throws it 62% of the time there too, Baltimore even threw it 58% of the time on second down. There's no such thing as a first or second down guy anymore because teams, except for the Steelers, don't run all the time on first and throw on second.
It is a little worrisome. It is. But it's not like Bush and Jack were so good at covering either.
No. That's,
so, you know, I think they may beef up the inside and stop the run, but still you got to worry about the pass.
You're not kidding. And what do they think of Mark Robinson? I guess everybody thought he was on a high trajectory at the end of the year and that he would challenge.
He may get some playing time.
For who?
You need more than two guys.
Do you need more than two downhill run stoppers?
Well,
they're all
no,
the same, it seems to me. That's my point. It seems like they have three guys.
Do you describe Mark Robinson as a downhill run stopper?
That's all he does, yeah.
Okay.
That's all he's here for.
I don't know him. I don't see him. How many snaps did he play last year? Not very many,
no,
right?
But that's
But that's what he does. He'll hit you at the
that's
line
what
of scrimmage.
He does. He ain't going to cover anybody.
Right.
So then I have to ask this. First of all, it's very curious to have three guys of the same ilk, and they all are. That's inarguable. Some people are saying they could still go here in the draft, and that wouldn't surprise me. Not with their first pick or even their second pick necessarily, but, and I think DeFabo reported this, Ron. Here's a nice little nugget. It's worth noting that the Steelers took Clemson inside linebacker Trenton Simpson to dinner on Monday night. He's considered by Dane Brugler as the second best off-ball linebacker in the draft and could remain an option for one of their second-round picks, 32 or 49. I wouldn't be surprised at all if they brought in a younger guy to work his way in, and hopefully a younger guy who's a little more diverse than the guys they have now.
A little more athletic on the pass. Yeah.
And someone who can be their future guy, because they still don't have that. At some point, they have to draft an inside linebacker.
You would think. But they also have to draft a cornerback. They also have to draft a wide receiver, probably. They also have to draft, in my opinion, an offensive tackle.
Yeah.
You only can get so many of those positions.
I know. But we've seen how Tomlin values that inside linebacker. Really, the overarching story here is they're still chasing for a replacement for Ryan Shazier.
They still are.
They haven't found one. John Bostic, Alex Barron, Joe Schobert, Miles Jack, Devin Bush. It's incredible continue to chase. And I can tell you right now, neither one of these two guys is the full-time answer. They may be good at what they do. Neither one of them is answering that riddle.
I wrote about Ben and Tomlin on, you know, Ben's podcast, my Sunday column. I thought Tomlin's stuff about Shazier that horrible night in Cincinnati was tremendous.
Yeah, it was
powerful. I mean, I've never heard him talk about it like that, you know, where he said he was fooled because he went out on the field and Shazier was wide alert, communicating. And he said, it convinced me that, okay, 5 minutes from now, he's going to get the feeling back in his legs.
Yeah.
And then he said, I kept waiting for the tap on my shoulder during the game. Everything's okay. And then he said, when I didn't get it, and he used the phrase, I was scared to death.
Yeah.
I thought that was powerful stuff.
Yeah.
Powerful. I've never heard him talk about that before.
Yeah. When we listened to it the other day, that was an eye-opener. But think about that. Think about Ryan Shazier. Now you're talking about a defensive player of the year candidate, guy who could shadow the opposing team's quarterback like he did in that home game against Kaepernick that day, a guy who can cover people, and a guy who can play a star. That's what they want in the middle of their defense. They still don't have one, I can tell you that right now, so I wouldn't be surprised if they go after somebody in the draft. Coming up. Yes, Kornfetter? What's happening here?
No, that was
what just
me.
Happened?
That was
Ron
me.
Had a coughing fit?
And I requested him to turn me down so I didn't cough over the air.
God bless you, Ron.
Thank you, Joe.
Would you like to express the same sentiment to Ron Kornfetter?
God bless you, Ron.
Even though it was a cough, that's okay. Thank you.
Kornfetter, I can't tell you how happy I am to be next to you. You're a very nice man. You have a great sense of humor.
All right, don't lay it on
me. What do you
want to
say about this?
No, come on, Ron. It's your turn to compliment me.
You're laying it on way too thick.
I said, God bless Ron. Then I said, would you like to express the same sentiment? You did. Then I compliment you, and instead of Ron following me up, he insults you.
He is over here trying to take Maddie's job, and I can't put up with that. I got to defend Maddie.
I'm just trying to one-up Charlie.
Maddie, defending you here.
Do you feel cared for by Ron?
Yeah. He's my overseer.
Nice on his part. We've got an 11 o'clock hour filled with treats here at Shooters as this place starts to fill up.
We got Ray Fittipaldo coming up here right?
Yeah, we got Ray Fittipaldo to bat leadoff. And then we have some choice clips from Patrick Peterson, really interesting stuff on how he thinks he could and should be deployed, and also nasty Nate Herbig with some memorable quotes yesterday.
He made I was told, you know, Caboli just said, this guy is going to be incrinculent.
Yeah. He said that.
He didn't say it, but I'll say it. He said, this guy is going to be incrinculent to deal with.
He may be the next guy to have his own show, right? Anything but football with Nate?
Can we get
perhaps?
Him?
Right.
Why don't you join us?
Maybe.
Every week.
Maybe we can.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.